Penguin Random House Audio presents Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind. This is the author, Ann Coulter. For Floyd Resnick. Chapter 1. The Resistance. Trump is Hitler times infinity. There is a whole group of Americans whose sole political position is, we hate Trump. From the moment he won the election, it has been total war against the president, like nothing this country has experienced before. The left is in a panic. The liberal position on any issue can be summarized as, where's Trump on this? Oh, that's awful. Things that never bothered liberals in the past, Russia, vulgarity, the supremacy clause, are now hateful. The things they used to hate have become beloved institutions. The FBI, the CIA, Mormons, and the Bush family. The resistance doesn't care about Trump's positions. They couldn't name his positions. The problem is aesthetic. Liberals can't abide having that vulgarian in the Oval Office. Yes, liberals thought Bush was an ignorant boob, but they mostly expressed their disdain with dismissive eye rolls. They held Reagan in contempt, confused about how to respond to a confident conservative, something they'd never encountered before. No one could say Nixon was dumb, so he was mocked as weird and stiff. Trump is something different. It's not only who he is that enrages them, but whom he replaced. Liberals absolutely adored Obama, often obscenely so.